The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I was so happy to sit down here and be here that I was distracted from all the buttons I have to push. So happy to be here with all of you and this gathering of people, and also a gathering of our minds, of our attention. So when I was living in the Zen monastery, I had been there for maybe about 9 months or so, and content to be practicing and doing the meditation that was a regular part of that life. And then one day they told me that I was going to be assigned to the kitchen and to be one of the cooks. I never really cooked before, and I'd come for do a lot of meditation. I knew that the cooks didn't meditate a lot. So I was a little bit dismayed by this. But in any case, I went into the kitchen the first day I was supposed to be there, and I walked in. I was alone in this kitchen, a monastery kitchen, and I looked around, and the kitchen seemed kind of huge, like overwhelming for me. Exactly a year later, when I finished my stint in the kitchen, I had just found myself in the same situation, alone in the kitchen, and it seemed very small. The first day, it seemed big, and I seemed small. The last day, the kitchen, the building hadn't changed, but now it felt small, and I felt large. So there was a kind of shift of perception that went on, partly with my familiarity and my confidence of being there. So a little bit, something like that can happen in meditation as well, and other things begin happening, that we start experiencing our minds differently. It's perceived differently. And that some of it has to do with familiarity with it and comfort with it, where the mind starts feeling big in a confident way. And in a certain kind of way, the world seems not as big, but not as daunting or difficult, because the mind is big enough to hold it all. Or as the mind, as we begin to become a little bit freer in meditation and less devoted to our thoughts, devoted to our ideas, devoted to our emotions, and devoted also in a negative way, kind of devoted to being aversive to it or reactive to it, or all this complicated way we have with our lived experience. As we stop being so glued to it, so committed to it, it actually frees up the space in the mind, and the mind starts feeling large, or awareness starts feeling spacious, expansive. And when I first started studying Zen, they talked about big mind. And as we practice this experience of having this big mind, in this early tradition that we're practicing out of, the Buddha had a similar term that could be said big mind. And it's called an expanded mind. But the word is a big or large, maha. And so this maha, great mind. And so as mindfulness meets experience, but doesn't the attention doesn't get narrowed in some kind of, doesn't get contracted around it or gets lost in it, but gets relaxed around experience, then the mind begins to open up. It's kind of like if I bring attention to my left hand, my attention can be like a little laser like this. It gets all wrapped up around it. Or attention can be like a big, wide, open hand, and it has lots of space for the experience of the other hand. There's lots of room for it to roam around and be experienced. So something begins shifting in the mind or with attention, that it starts feeling large or spacious, open, expanded. Sometimes as if it has no boundaries. It's larger than our body, in a sense, larger than the... Some people have the experience of their attention has a certain kind of funny way where it's larger than anything that's known within it. So of course, you know, here I'm sitting in this room here, and of course the room is bigger than me, but I only know the room through the medium of my awareness of it. And so the seeing, the awareness of it is kind of a way in which perception is constructed in the mind, and then we know what's going on. So in a certain kind of way, awareness is larger than the room, and it can feel that way. And not that this is accurate for what the mind is, who knows what the mind is, but it's how it's experienced when the mind starts getting relaxed and spacious and not caught in things. So, to sit quietly now, to see if you can notice how large your mind is, how small it is, how much space there is in awareness. So to take a meditation posture and close your eyes. And without anything more, right now, if you had to kind of notice the size of your mind or the size of awareness, how large is it? As large as your skull, smaller than your skull, larger than your skull? For some of you, maybe this question doesn't compute. It's perplexing. But what is it that knows being perplexed? That which knows. Does it have any boundaries, edges? So now, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, and as you exhale, let all things settle. Relax. Letting your breath return to normal. Then gently, relaxedly, on the exhale, do some further relaxing of the body, of places where things are held tight, and softening in the face, softening in the shoulders, softening in the belly, and also as you exhale, to soften the mind. Especially any physical sensations connected to thinking and trying to figure things out, or any tension, pressure, contraction in the mind, in the brain. As you exhale, imagine that the mind spreads out horizontally like a vast, large, still lake of water. without knowing exactly or even approximately what your mind is, does your mind have any boundaries? Is there an edge to the mind? Is there that which is inside the mind and that which is outside the mind? And if there is, what's the shape of that boundary? And if you relax the mind further, relax trying, looking, seeking. Just allowing your mind to relax and be. Allowing awareness to be. And does your awareness have enough space in it to become aware of your breathing? And as you exhale, to let there be a quieting of the mind. So the mind is pulled or settles towards an inner silence, quiet. And as you inhale, let there be a receptive quality, receiving the inhale. Receiving the inhale in the vastness of the mind. And if there are thoughts and feelings and body sensations that become predominant, experiment with knowing it in the vastness of the mind. Know it with an awareness that is large, unpreoccupied. The less reactivity, the more we experience the mind as something that's open and relaxed, perhaps vast, the vast mind, which has space for all things within it. The mind becomes larger when it's not limited by our concerns. When it doesn't become narrow with our trying to get something or make something happen or figure something out. Letting the mind relax. Letting awareness be relaxed. Open, wide, and clearly receptive for the meeting between awareness and our experience. And coming to the end of this sitting, what has shifted in your mind in the course of this sitting? Not in terms of the content of the mind, the concerns, but the state of your mind. Is there more calm or settledness? Are things quieter? Is there greater understanding or clarity about what's going on in the mind? Does the mind in any kind of way feel more expanded, larger? Does the metaphor of space relate to maybe feeling spacious in the mind? Or a spacious awareness? And whether you feel it or you can imagine it, imagine your mind is as large as the room you're sitting in. Imagine that it's as large as the building you're in. Imagine it's as large as the town you might be sitting in, or the area you're in. Imagine that your mind is vast and open and extends out into the world. And in the vastness of the mind, there's room for all things. And so too, in your mind's eye, imagination, imagining some way the whole world with all its beings and all its joys and sorrows has lots of room in your mind or your heart. That you welcome all things. You're ready to be a witness, to be a safe presence for all things in your mind. Relaxed, open, receptive. And perhaps allowing this openness, holding all beings, to gaze upon it all kindly, to gaze upon all of it with a feeling of caring and compassion, kindness and love, or a friendliness that wants the welfare and happiness of others. May all beings be happy, and may whatever benefits that come from this meditation, may it support that happiness of others. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may that safety and peace and freedom that others can experience, may it begin in my own mind. May it exist peacefully in my own mind, safely, safe from me, peaceful with me, and free with me. May all beings be free.